Episode 439, the Sci-Fi Christian 2016 Giving Campaign.
Yeah. We'll match every gift. That's completely untrue.
Welcome to the Sci-Fi Christian, bringing you theology at warp speed. I'm Ben Anderson.
And I am Ben DiBono. We are back. You know what always, I like, it is kind of cool if somebody who's really rich listens to us and they want to do, you know, we'll match all the gifts given in March or something. That'd be kind of cool. But you know what always kind of, I always wonder about when I hear things like that in giving campaigns is because it's always within a time frame.
Right.
And then they always say, like, we'll do it up to $1,000 or if they're really rich, like $1 million, you know, whatever it is. And I always wonder, like, okay, so they're ready to give $1 million and then they only get 500,000 or whatever.
Yeah.
Sorry, guys. I was going to give you $1 million. That's kind of a jerk move.
Well, I work in fundraising now, so it's a real thing. We have to distinguish between a dollar for dollar gift or basically just they're going to give 100,000 either way. It's more of like a challenge gift. Like, I'm going to give this. I challenge you all to join me and try to get to that same amount.
Yeah.
The dollar for dollar gifts, I think in some ways they encourage people more, but people usually stick true to it. So, like you're saying.
Yeah, it's a high stress thing.
It is high stress.
No, I mean, well, probably on both ends. Because if I was the guy who was making the donation, I would want people not to give.
Oh, that's sad.
Well, it's like, you know, I could get out of this thing. Like, if I said I'll match all the gifts up to $500, which I'm not saying that, okay, everyone? But if I did, and then you guys started to give, I'd be thinking, man, I know I said 500, but it's looking like I could get out of this around 200, and that'd be all right.
While we're making confessions, I'll also say, when I was saying the title of this episode, I had to stretch out campaign because I forgot to load up the music.
I understand.
So that was a, so it was more like this. The Sci-Fi Christian 2016 Giving Campaign.
Yeah.
Where is it? Here it is.
So
I won't really.
Years 1 through 4, we ask people to give to us.
Yep.
Most of you didn't. Jerks. Okay. We're hoping this goes better when we ask you to give to someone else.
Here we are, everybody. 2016, we've been teasing this for months. It's finally here. We're about to announce where the money's going and how you can give. So yeah, like Ben was saying, we have received donations in the past, but going forward, we don't want donations in 2016. We want you to go to this website, onedayswages.org/the Sci-Fi Christian.
What's kind of ironic about that is that One Day's Wages is more than we've ever made off of this podcast.
That's true. So what is One Day's Wages? Ben, I'll just tell you real quick. It's an organization that raises money for different types of funds. The way it came up is the founder was doing some missions work and found out about how little people were making doing important work in other countries. And so he started this thing where he was encouraging people just give, you know, on his website, there's a calculator. So calculate what you would make in one day. And then he encourages people to give that. And then that moved on to other things. And so there's different funds you can give to. And we've selected the water fund, which we've been talking about.
Right.
I'm trying to think of how many facts to read here on the air, or just maybe it'd be good if we can direct you to our website. So, or not our website, but One Day's Wages. So, yeah, I'll spell it all out. onedayswages.org/the Sci-Fi Christian. So go there.
And we'll get the link up on the website soon.
Right.
Can you email me?
Yeah, I'll email you that link. So let me just see if I can find some fun facts. In many developing countries, in many developing countries, the inability to even access clean water is a profound problem affecting billions of people. In addition to lack of clean water, nearly 950 million people don't have access to a flushing toilet or latrine. All of these issues can cause waterborne illnesses and even death. Together, we can help people get access to improved water and sanitation.
All right.
That's one little thing there. Listen to this, Ben. The One Day's Wages Water Fund fights to fix the problem that we just talked about through supporting clean water and sanitation projects. 663 million people around the world lack access to clean water, and approximately 1,000 children die every day from water-related diseases. So we need to make a change, people.
Yeah.
I think that we're going to do it. So I contacted One Day's Wages. We set up an awesome website that is through their website, but you can track how much our audience is specifically giving. Have you looked at it yet?
No.
So load it up real quick.
I was on vacation. I don't even know where it is.
OneDaysWages.org/TheSciFiChristian.
Okay.
So if you go there, it has about our podcast, so people can make sure they're at the right page. It has our logo there. Then it talks about why we're doing this. And so I had mentioned to the organizer at One Day's Wages that after just celebrating 5 years of podcasting, we decided to make this sort of a celebration year where we can be giving back.
Page not found. Is it The Sci-Fi Christian?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
/ The Sci-Fi Christian.
I thought it was just Sci-Fi Christian.
And so, yeah, we really want to encourage you, the listening audience, to join us in this. How's it? Is it working for you? Have you found it?
My iPad slipped, so okay. I didn't get it. All right, here we go.
Yeah. Check it out. See it?
Okay.
So you can...
We've raised $25.
And can you, look who the big giver is.
It's you.
It's me. Just to kick things off.
Sold used, but see, you didn't even give your own money.
Not from my own bank account, not yet. But yeah, the reason I wanted to bring it up is not to put the spotlight on my giving, but Ben had said the comment is I sold used books. So listeners, this is what I need you to do. Try to think of some ways that you can make some extra money to give. I mean, of course, like Ben was just saying, you could give out of your paycheck regularly, right, if you want, or maybe try to think of some creative things to do. I sold some books. I'm sure to sell more books and movies later this year. I mean, that's just my idea. I'm sure there's lots of other things that we can be doing to give. Ben, what's your idea?
Well, you could make a bake sale.
Yeah, bake sale.
Yeah,
great
bake
idea.
Sale.
Ben, can I get you to commit to giving something here?
Yeah, I'll give something.
Later this evening, Ben's going to be giving.
Okay.
So you can watch for the second giver on this page. Will be Ben. But here's the goal, everybody. We have a goal of raising $5,000.
I saw that. That is bold.
$5,000 by the end of 2016. So we're going to be talking about this.
I'm giving right now.
All right.
How about that?
We're going to be talking about this repeatedly throughout this whole next year. So if you haven't given yet, as you're hearing this, just get on board and give, because this is awesome.
I'm giving $50.
Whoa.
Because that's twice as much as yours.
There are a couple people out there listening that had sent us some ideas for different ministries to partner with. Of course, we ended up choosing One Day's Wages, but I wanted to thank a couple listeners, I guess I won't name them, but for sending in their ideas as well. But we had kind of had this one in motion for a while, because I knew that the website could get set up in a way where we were tracking it and we could see the goal, or getting closer to the goal. So, so how's it going over there, Ben?
Good. I just put in my comment, which is I gave twice as much as Matt.
Did that make you feel good?
It did.
Okay.
So that's going to send me to PayPal now. You can pay with PayPal.
Yeah, I paid with credit card. You can pay with PayPal.
I'm a big PayPal fan.
Yeah? How come?
A little easier than credit cards. So right before I went on vacation, our credit card got used.
Uh-oh.
So I had to get a new credit card number. You use PayPal, you don't have to worry about that.
Anything else we want to say here?
No.
No? Okay, well, that's pretty much the end of the episode. We'll be talking about this again throughout the year, but everybody go to www.
I have given twice as much as anyone else in this campaign. So
no, 100% more than a lot of people.
Well, of all the people who have given, yeah.
So go to onedayswages.org/TheSciFiChristian.
And listen, I'm done. I just did it, so that's how long it takes.
Wow.
Probably even faster if you're not on an iPad.
Hey, I did have one email I'll read, and this will be how we close. CJ, one of our listeners, had wrote and said, are you guys still doing the tie-in donations to a water-based ministry in 2016? This is before our episode aired, of course. And I said...
Well, obviously, since we're just recording the episode
I mean, he said that... I think he said that in at the end of December, I believe.
Oh, okay.
And then he asked a few questions, which we can address right here. He said, does the $5,000 goal reflect an end goal, like it will go towards a specific well or water care classes or bottles, kind of like the world vision model? So I think the answer to that is no. The $5,000 will be going to a water fund, and then from there, One Day's Wages will decide how to disperse the money. So that's that. And he also asked this funny question. Are you guys going to discuss why you chose One Day's Wages over the other organizations and also do water-related sci-fi discussions like The Myth of Atlantis or possibly, like Aquaman, are mermaids real?
I don't think so.
And maybe even a movie review of Waterworld.
I'm not watching Waterworld.
He says, I'm guessing Ben would have some really colorful commentary.
No, I won't, because I'm not watching it.
We could maybe talk about the myth of Atlantis. We've had an Aquaman episode already when Ben was not on the show.
Yeah.
And
I don't think we need another one.
And I have never been able to finish Waterworld. Yeah. Tried once and couldn't do it. So it's
Kevin Costner, and he has gills.
Maybe Atlantis, CJ. So thanks for that question. Yeah, let's close out this episode. So everybody, join us. 2016.
Yeah.
It's a giving campaign.
Happy birthday, Sci-Fi Christian.
Kind of, but not exactly.
It's true. And happy birthday giving campaign.
Yep, here it is. OneDaysWages.org/the Sci-Fi Christian.
All right.
Did it, Ben.
We nailed it.
We're going to make a little change in the world for Christ here at the Sci-Fi Christian.
I just made $50 worth of change.
Man,
maybe that's got to be worth a lot of wealth.
You and I should compete. I'll put $25 in there, equal things out.
Yeah, why not?
All right, maybe I will if I can sell some more books.
Yeah.
Well,
like, I single-handedly did 1% of our goal. I'm feeling pretty good about that.
Well, that's all from here. I'm Matt Anderson, signing off.
Yeah. Bon di bono, too. Goodbye, obviously.
We are the Sci-Fi Christians?
Yeah.
Signing off.
Yeah, you didn't give me a chance to sign off.
Sorry.
It's okay. I didn't actually care.